This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein is being held at an undisclosed location by U.S. troops. He was captured Saturday near his hometown of Tikrit. Yesterday, some members of the Iraqi Governing Council saw Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. Adnan Pachichi, a former Iraqi foreign minister, was among the Governing Council members in the room.
We went there to make absolutely certain that it was Saddam Hussein alone, not somebody else. And we were absolutely certain that it was him. And, we were there for about half an hour.
Was there any conversation? Did you talk to him?
Yeah. We told him that his regime was an oppressive, dictatorial regime and that he's responsible for the murder of thousands of people. He said, no, his regime was just and firm. Because this is what the country needed. Of course, we completely disputed that and told him that nothing really justified the way he killed thousands of innocent people. And he claimed that his regime was democratic, which, of course, was ludicrous.
What else did he have to say?
He tried to justify some of his actions, you know, the invasion of Kuwait and other things like that. And I thought he was rather incoherent at times.
How did he justify the invasion of Kuwait?
Well, he said, you know, Kuwait was considered to be part of Iraq. And when I reminded him that when they came to power, the Ba'ath Party in 1963, they're the ones who renounced that claim and recognized Kuwait as an independent state and established diplomatic relations with them. Of course, he had to acknowledge that, but that's a fact of history. But he said he was prepared to withdraw from Kuwait, provided, you know, certain conditions were met. When you told him those conditions, he must have known beforehand were unimplementable. He kept on talking about blaming everybody else except himself for the war in 1991.
Did you ask him about weapons?
We didn't ask him about weapons, but from what I heard, he said this the whole thing was manufactured in order to justify attacking Iraq. That's what he said. We were concerned with what he did inside the country and his brutality of his regime. That's what concerns Iraqis far more than weapons of mass destruction.
How did he look to you?
He looked rather tired and haggard. And obviously he was a beaten man. I mean, he realized it was the end.
What happens to him now?
Well, he will probably go on trial. He has established a special tribunal to try those who are implicated in crimes against humanity on war crimes. And he'll be tried in an open court with due process, having lawyers and the right of appeal, something really he never gave his opponents, who were summarily tried and executed after a brief trial in secret.
And when will that take place?
Soon, I don't know. I mean, we have to gather all the evidence, just a matter of months, I would think.
And if he's found guilty?
Well, the court will have to decide what sentence to pass.
Why not an international war crimes tribunal?
No, because most of these crimes, in fact, were committed against his own people. Some of them were committed in the war with Kuwait and Iran. But most of these serious crimes were really crimes against humanity, against his own people. And I think it's only proper that he should be tried in the country where these crimes were committed.
What impact will his capture have on the insurgency underway in Iraq?
I think in the long run it will help to reduce that insurgency. And we made absolutely clear that we are looking forward towards reconciliation in Iraq and emphasizing the future rather than looking back to the past. And I think we would like to make it possible for all those people who feel that they are threatened now would join the mainstream of Iraqi society and be part of the, I think, a very exciting experiment we are trying to start in Iraq to build a viable democracy in this country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adnan Pachichi, former Iraqi foreign minister and a member of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council.